Okay. All right, let's start the Tosfos. The second Tosfos, Dibur Maskil. When I write Sheni, I mean the second one. On the fishing became the Shmo. Okay, let's see the Tosfos. Rabbi, we said no, said the fishing became the Shmo. Yoni, go ahead. Fishing became the Shmo. Let's see the Tosfos. Go ahead. The second, the fishing became the Shmo. Yoni, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, so the Gemara says Beferish later on in Hamad Aleph that if the Baal himself brings his get, he doesn't have to say the funny nefta. So Tulsa's first kasha is, so why is he any different than a shliach? The shliach, the Mishnah begins in the Sechta, has to say b'fanei nechtav. So why is the husband any different? Go ahead. Period. If the whole concern of the rabbi is lishma, what should be the difference between the shliach and the Baal himself? There shouldn't be any difference. And therefore what? We find a very good kasha that Tosfos asks, why is it there is no din of b'fanei nechtav? Go ahead. Now Tosfos is going to ask a new kasha. So the kasha is on the Maisa number one, Tosfos asks, is that what? Is that if there's a chash of not being written lishma, so even when the guy brings it himself, we should be what? We should be chayshish, right? That's Tosfos' first kasha, okay? Number two, a lot of times if Tosfos has the second kasha, he'll say v'ho. Here he doesn't say v'ho, okay? I want you to get this. He just goes, he rolls on and he's assuming a second kasha. Go ahead. Second kasha is, what's the Gemara say there? Why if the husband himself brings a get, he doesn't have to say funny nechta? Because the get is holding in his hand, why would he protest? In other words, Tosfos asks, even if we assume that we're only choshish by gittin, that the Baal will be ma'arir, so even if the Baal brings the get himself, we should be choshish. Maybe he doesn't know there's a halacha that has to be written lishma, and then he finds out later. That's what Tosfos says. He says, it doesn't say v'ho, but the time of the Baal Kaman, memkin nakin lebiyare, v'iyu ma'arir v'yalama lo ya'arir, im mischilo lo yada, the boy lishma, v'ashti yada. Maybe you could come up with a construct where he himself would protest against himself in a scenario where he didn't know there was a din that had to be written lishma, and now he found out it had to be written lishma. So that's a second kasha that Tosfos asks. Number one, Tosfos asks, what's the difference between him and his shliach? Number one. Number two, all Tosfos asks is that you want to tell me that we're not kosher, the guy is going to be what? The guy is going to be ma'arir. What's the difference, Lois? What's the difference? I could give you a scenario of a guy ma'arir himself. He didn't know there was a halacha lishma. Now he found out. And then he'll become to be ma'arir. That's Tosfos' two kashas that he gives. Okay? Those are Tosfos' two kashas that he wants to look, that he says very strongly. Go ahead.
Okay.
Shalokidin? Right. So what does the Rish say? That we conclude in the Gemara, which we'll go over today, what is the Gemara's conclusion? That Rov what? Rov Bikinain and Stam Sifri Migmar Gmiri. We'll see what that means. It's either a 99% Rov or it's 100% Rov. Not even Rov, or it's 100%. But since we assume everyone wrote a Lishma, and it's only a rumor, then the stomach shaloka dinyar. This guy is lying. This husband is lying. Because it's a lie. He's a slander. People speak Lashon Hara. They speak gossip. And therefore, v'hacha. Go ahead. So what does Tosfos say? When the Baal himself brings it, we're not choshish even for las. Because again, Tosfos learns the whole concern of this Gemara, we're going to see Rashi argues on this, Bez Hashem, but Tosfos says the whole concern of the Gemara is Las. The whole concern of the Gemara is Las. Las means, I want you to get this, not a Hashash Gemara. It's like a slander, it's a Lashon Hara, people like to speak. But it's not a real type thing. It's like a little Hashash. And therefore, if the whole concern is a Hashash, if the Baal himself comes, we are not Chayshish for Las. If the Baal himself comes, we're not Chayshish for Las. Because he's not going to make himself look bad. He's not going to make himself look bad, and therefore, that really answers what? That really answers both kashas, okay? That really answers both kashas, because the pshat is that when he brings it himself, he's not going to have enough chutzpah to lie, because we know 99% are telling the truth. When the shliach brings, he won't be embarrassed himself to bow, to protest. And therefore, what? That is the difference between the husband and the shliach. Again, how does it answer both kashas? Why are you only cautious about the husband? I mean, by the shliach? Because the husband's not embarrassed to say it's a problem. Because he's producing only a lot anyway. If the husband himself brings lemaisa, then he doesn't have enough chutzpah to what? To make himself look back on a slander. And what was the second kasha? Second kasha is maybe you heard about what? Maybe you heard about the shmo later and you didn't know about the shmo earlier. That's crazy. Because we say 100% of the people want know the shmo. So that's how Tosfos answers both kashas, lemaisa, that he asks. And what emerges from this Tosfos is very critical. We hit the two at the beginning of the year, that the whole concern we're talking about, according to Tosfos, is what we call his las. That's what Tosfos is what? Tosfos Mechadish. Okay, that's what Tosfos Mechadish, the halacha, what that we call las. And that's what the Fanei Nechem is supposed to get rid of, a notion of las. Now Rashi, on the bottom of Beis and Beis, writes for Rabbanan Hu to Itzrich, he writes the following. Go ahead, Yoni, read the last Rashi. We got up to it in the Gemara. Actually, we didn't get up to it in the Gemara. But what is Rashi? Just read that Rashi for Rabbanan Hu to Itzrichu. Go ahead. L'shem Echad b'mnei Hiro. Right, there might be two guys with the same name, and therefore what? The first man changes mind and divorces his wife, threw it in the garbage can, and the second guy wants to divorce his wife with the same exact names, they'll pick it up. So according to Rashi, this is a shash gamur. This is a very fundamental machlokes that we must know. What is the machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos? Is it a las or is it a chash gomer? Now, the Bnei Yehoshua I wanted you to see here asks the following kasha. That according to Rashi, it's a chash gomer that it wasn't written mishma. Shalom neftam mishma. According to Rashi, it's a chash gomer that it wasn't written mishma. So what emerges, says the Bnei Yehoshua, is hadran kusha leduchta. Why is it, according to Rashi, that if the husband himself brings his own get, we're not choshish? And you don't have to say the funny nechem. Okay, I understand Tosfos' theory, that it's an issue of lies. So we assume the husband's not going to mess himself up, right, and try to slander himself. He's not going to have enough chutzpah. The shliach comes in the Bible one, we'll have enough chutzpah. But according to Rashi, that it's a real chashash gomor. According to Rashi, then why if the Baal himself, does the Gemara say in him and Alf, he doesn't have to say the money back, whatever. It's a chash gomer. We should be chashish that it wasn't written what? Wasn't written lishma? That's what the Bnei Yehoshua asks on Rashi. He says, Hadran kusha leduchta. Levi Rashi theory, you have Tosfos kasha. Tosfos kasha comes back. That's what the Bnei Yehoshua says. So, we said earlier in the year, if you remember, in the beginning of the year, the Dark Yedavid pointed out that according to the Shita, what? It's very possible that maybe until the husband is what, tiny something, we're not chashish. Meaning, the whole problem here is that the husband opens up his mouth. He hasn't opened his mouth. How do we know he hasn't opened his mouth? He's come forward. He's brought the get. He hasn't said a word. He hasn't said a word. Until he says something, we're not chashish for anything. That's the svar we said earlier. Do you remember where we said that? We said a shliach l'halacha has to say b'funei nechem. Why does a shliach l'kabbalah not have to? Because a shliach l'kabbalah already got the what? The Shlipa Kabbalah already got the what? Got the get. We're not choshish the husband's going to say anything. So therefore, it's very possible that what? That the whole chashash only awakens because of a taina of the husband. And in a situation where the get's given already, we're not choshish, we said earlier in the year. So too here, the husband himself is bringing the get. He hasn't said a word. He hasn't said a word. What are you worried about? So that's one way that we can answer that kasha of the Meyel Shua on Rosh. That we're not chayshish until the husband says anything. And he hasn't said anything. He's brought his own get. That's what the Darkei David, of course, that's the way we can answer the kasha based on what we learned earlier in the year. But the Meyel Shua has a different shot. What was the Meyel Shua's shot? The Meyel Shua says there's going to be a conversation here. And he says, where he himself brings a get, we ask, and we tell the person, we ask him, was it written Lishma? And he answers, yes, it was written Lishma. That's the Yoshua answers for Rashi. When the husband will bring the get, we will ask the man, Mr. Husband, was the get written Lishma? And the man will respond, yes, it was. By a shliach, if the shliach doesn't have to say the fanenechtov, and you ask him, he won't know. If you require him to say the fanenechtov, that ensures the fact that he will know that it was written lishma. That's what the Pnei Yoshua wants to answer. It's a very beautiful answer. Meaning to say, again, nachamo. According to Rashi, if the shliach comes to lishma, what's going to happen? Well, we'll ask him. And the husband will answer it was written lishma, so he doesn't need to say fanenechtov. The shliach, if you don't require him to say the fanenechtov, and you ask him that question, what's going to happen? He won't be able to what? He won't be able to answer it because he doesn't know. If you require him to say b'fanenechtov, then that will ensure the fact that it was what? That it was written taka lishma. It will ensure the fact that it was written lishma. And that's how the Pnei Yoshua wants to answer the pshat according to Rashi. Now the only difficulty with this is, I just want you to get it, is that the Gemara doesn't say it. What does the Gemara say in Hamad Aleph? Why he doesn't have to say the funny neck or funny neck? What does Gemara say? We're not choshish, the Baal is going to protest if he has the get in his hand and he brought it himself. See, Pnei Yoshua comes up with this whole story here, this whole beautiful answer. It's a great answer, but the Gemara doesn't say that in Hamad Aleph. So that's a little bit of a difficulty that we have according to Pnei Yoshua. Okay? Yeah, real quick, Seth. Go ahead. Who are you talking about? The shliach?
Yeah.
The shliach won't, and if he says the funny nechtov, he has to say that, then that's an insurance policy. He's going to know that it was written in shmol. That's not the takana. That's what I'm saying. You're either going to make him say the funny nechtov, or you don't have to make him say anything.
He's
saying
funny nechtov.
I understand. So we're saying if the shliach doesn't say the funny nechtov, then he's not going to really answer the question. The husband can answer the question without saying anything.
Why can't he just
say the funny neck of the response? Well, the takana was the funny neck, the funny neck. That was the takana. So that's what I'm saying. If the husband doesn't have to say a word. If he's asked the question, he knows the information. He'll say, I don't know his response. The shliach doesn't know. He was given a gift. It could be a UPS guy. Could be a federal express guy. He doesn't know his written lishma. If he's required to say funny neck, though, then he's going to know his written lishma. That's the chiluk of the pnei, but what I'm pointing out is the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says when the husband brings it, we're close, it's not going to come to me matter. He says this whole story that they'll ask the husband a question, husband will be able to answer, shliach won't be able to answer. Saying the Gemara doesn't say that. So we have two answers to answer the kasha on one, on Rashi. Either like the Darkei David or the pnei Yeshua. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that the pnei Yeshua, when we asked the father, who commanded get to be written with shmar, not in.
No, but the sofer, Tosus writes, and I'm glad he asked you that. What is writing a get mean? Who writes it? The sofer. In order for the sofer to write a get, you have to command him, the husband. And that's called Sivu Yabal. Sivu Yabal is that it has to be written Mishmah. That's what Sivui HaBaal is. It must be written Lishma. That's the halacha. Sivui HaBaal, it has to be written Lishma.
We asked the guy, didn't you do that?
Were you command? Did you command the sofer? That's Lishma.
That question we can't ask. The Shliya. I thought that's the...
No, but the Shliya could hear it. The Shliya could have heard.
Yeah, but that's not the same question. It's a different question.
But it's the same information. You can ascertain the same information. But if the Shliya doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav, he doesn't know. If he says b'fanei nechtav, we're assuming the Shliach will be able to what? Know that all the halachas were fulfilled. That's what we're assuming. So by ensuring him saying b'fanei nechtav, we assume that he's saying that. Yeah, go ahead.
Rashi himself said you have to ask him straight out.
Lishmar. Rashi himself says that it will generate a question whether it's written Lishmar or not. It'll generate a question.
You ask him the same question.
No, but Rashi's saying you're going to ask the Shliach there. Here the Pnei Yeshua says we're going to ask the husband.
Yeah, and we explained that we're not going to ask the Shliach.
No, we might ask the Shliach. The Shliach won't be able to know.
They'll be able to know this way. They'll be able to know the same way that Rashi
is. No, so what you're asking is that Pnei Yeshua says that... No, but the Pnei Yeshua fits in Rashi beautifully. Once you make the guy say the funny neck, they'll be able to answer. Then, that's exactly what Rashi said. No, Yitzchak's making a great point. What did Rashi say? Shaiminule. What does Shaiminule? We ask him, was it written Lishma? He'll be able to answer. That's if he says, Mephani Nechta, Mephani Nechta. If he doesn't have to say, Mephani Nechta, Mephani, he won't be able to answer. You're absolutely right. There's Yitzchak's making an added horror that what the Pnei Yeshua is speaking in Rashi fits Rashi quite well when you say Shaiminule. That's correct. Okay. That's a thesis now. Let's move on to the next thesis. Okay? Let's move on to the next thesis. Before we do that, the Gemara asks, we have to know three nafkaminas. What are the three nafkaminas that the Gemara gives? What are the three nafkaminas the Gemara gives? We know Medina, the Medina, Beretz Yisrael, Otsus of Medina, and what's the third? Asuya Beitre. The Ran, in the Chidushi HaRan, on Hamadays, along with the Tertis Gittin, point out the following. Very, very interesting. Why does the Gemara offer another nafkamina, fourth one? And I never thought about this. According to Rabbah, okay? According to Rabbah, who holds a Lishma, of course. What about Rabbah being concerned about what? It being forged. Why does Rabbah say we say b'fanei nechtav? Because why? Lishma. Dude, let me ask you, according to Rabbah, will you still have to nekayem the signatures? I never thought about this. Well, according to Rabbah, okay, b'fanei nechtav tells me it was Lishma. But will you still have to nekayem the signatures, according to Rabbah? What's the deal? According to Rabbah, what would you say? Would you still have to what? Verify the signatures according to Rabbah. What's the deal in such a case? Oh. That would be a very good nafkamina. That according to Rabbah, you would. Because all b'fanei nechtav tells me is it was written Lishma. Doesn't tell me it wasn't forged. Doesn't tell me it wasn't forged. And therefore, a good nafkamina would be the following. What happens if a person says b'fanei nechtav? Would you still have to verify the signatures? Please get that. It's a very, very interesting question. If you say b'fanei nechtav, would you still have to verify the signatures? According to Rabbah, Sarich, B'kayim, again, even after you said b'fanei nechtav, according to Rabbah, of course not. You did your job. You said b'fanei nechtav. That's the whole reason why when there was a takana on b'fanei nechtav. Why did the Gemara offer that as a nafkamina? Oh, so the Ran and the Torah is getting answer, and they write, it's muchach, that according to Rabbah, Yaakov, you follow me on that? So they say, since the Gemara did not offer this as a nafkamina, it's muchach, he says. It's muchach, absolutely muchach, that according to Rabbah, when you say b'fanei nechtav, it's automatic kiyum as well. And the husband can no longer protest that it's mezuyif. And the Chazon Ish writes at Siman Kuf Gimel, Sifkat Yedalad, that once the Rabbanan believed the Shliach to say that it was written Lishma, they believed him for everything, for all matters. And therefore this includes that the get is not what? This includes that the get is not mezuyif. That is the answer that the Chazon Ish gives. So this could not have been a nafkamina. Meaning that we'll just write this in brackets, because that was only theoretical. The answer is, when you say b'fanei nechtav, we assume that it's written in Shema, everything follows suit based on this. And the truth is, this is a beautiful raya. Says Rav Nachum Parchovich, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say in the end? What's the last line in the Mishnah about base? I may beget Eretz Yisrael, Eino Tzarech Lomar, the Funanecha, Funanecha, Yimei Shalach Orin. What's the Mishnah say? Yiskayim Bechosomov. What do you mean Yiskayim Bechosomov? What's that going to do? That obviously proves, Lomais, that Medina Sayyam, where what? That's the Chiddush. In Medina Sayyam, where you don't need Kiyum, because the Shliach said what? You hear the contrast? The whole Mishnah to that last line says one, you need to say and the last line of the Mishnah says you bring a get in there, show you don't need what? You don't need Funanechtav, all you need is Kavachosar. What's the implication? That in Chutzlars, all you needed was what? Funanechtav. Meaning once you do Funanechtav, you are what? You are finished. Done. You don't have to do an extra Miskavachosar. I thought that was a beautiful riot. Does everyone get the riot? The whole mission assumes before I never know, solves the deal. Then the mission assumes at the end, bring it getting there to Israel. You don't have to sit for never, you have to do Skyrim for some. What about earlier in the mission? You don't have to do Skyrim for some? No, you don't. Once you do before I never, you're finished. Please get that right. It's a beautiful ride where nothing more jumps when it's arrived from the mission. So what emerges is that there is no way that this could have been a fourth Nachka meeting. Okay, let's go on now to Tysus, okay? My Benai. Let's see the Tysus, my Benai. Okay? Go ahead, Yoda. Let's go. We got a lot to see here. Okay? My Benayu. Let's go in order. A little twice. Go ahead. My Benayu. Why doesn't it say Molech is an Afkamina? What's Molech? From Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlarts. What would have been an Afkamina? According to Rava, would you need to say? No, because it was written in Lishma. According to Rava, would you need to say? Yes, because what? There's no Edim and Tzuyim Lekaimah. Very good. It would have been a good Afkamina. Go ahead.
The
Rabban and Ami were
Rabban Yisrael, the Moed. Sir Chlomar.
Who are the Rabban of Asroi? Who can tell me? Who are the Rabban of Asroi? When you did the Tysus. Mishnah, what in the Mishnah? Who in the Mishnah? The Chachamim. Remember we had in the Mishnah the Tanakamah, Rabban Li, Rabbi Eliezer, and then you have the Chachamim. The Rabbanim Basroi, the later Rabbanim are the Chachamim. That according to the Chachamim, they say what? That you have to say Funanechtav Funanechtav, even by Molech because of Exeira. We make Exeira of Molech Ato Mevi. Oh, go ahead. Will the Tanakama Nami?
The Tanakama Nami and Nami be a
What's the difference between the Tanakam and the Chachamim? The Gemara has later on, the Hashem will get to that. What's the difference between the Tanakam and the Chachamim? Molech. The Chachamim say, Molech, you have to say Befanenechta. They make Exeira. And the Tanakam doesn't have the Exeira. So if the Tanakam doesn't have the Exeira, what's the din? If the Tanakam does not have the Exeira of Molech, what's Halacha? What should be the din? You should have to say this would be a very good Nafkamina. Wouldn't Molech be a good Nafkamina? I mean, according to Rava, what's the din? Again, Nachamol. Molech. The Chachamim don't have Molech. Chachamim, I'm sorry, have the Xerah Molech. You bring a get from Yisrael, the Chutzlars, you need to say Funanechta. The Tanakama doesn't have the Xerah Molech. So this would be a good Nafkamina. If you bring a get from Yisrael, the Chutzlars, according to Rava, you don't need. According to Rava, you need. Why is it not listed as a fourth Nafkamina? So what does he say? He only go into the Tanakama, what? Nami. Oh, according to the Tanakam, it's subsumed. It is written in the Gemara. It is the same case as Medina and Medina Beretz Yisrael. Has everyone got that? Meaning Medina and Medina Beretz Yisrael, according to Rabba, what? You have to say? According to Rabba, you don't have to say. Same thing by Molech. So it is in the Gemara. So if I ask you, Molech, is that a fourth Nafkamina? So it depends. So Machlokes Tanoim. According to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, it's not. Because of Xerah Molech, no matter what you have to say. According to Tanakam, it is a Nafkamina. Where is it written in the Gemara? It's subsumed under Medina and Medina Beretz Yisrael. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. And he says, the reason why, what? What would be another nafka mina? What would be another nafka mina you could ask? Get mekuyah. Let's say the star, the get was verified. Would you still need the what? Say the funenethem, funenethem or not? What would you say? According to Rava, yes. According to Rava, what? According to Rava, no. Why wasn't that in the Gemara? Because that's subsumed under the cloud they trade. Okay, so Tosus gives two different possibilities of the other nachkaminas. One of them is Oslix Tanoim, the other one is already subsumed under Beitre. So even if it's verified, you'd still need Fanatha Fanatha based on the Shmo. Okay, very good. That's the Taismai Ben Ayla. Fighter now. Next Taisus, let's go. We have a whole hour now, we have to get to this Taisus. Go ahead. Go ahead, Yoni. Fighter. Oh, that's you, Beitre. Go ahead. I can't hear you. Perish Pekuntras, go ahead. Okay. Rashi. Right. Elu Yikaimu, period. Rashi says that if two guys bring it, they will fulfill it. What's interesting from that Rashi? Someone tell me. From that line of Rashi, what's very interesting from that line of Rashi? What do you say? What's interesting from that line of Rashi? What do you say there? You see the Rashi Asuya Beitre? Take a look at the Rashi Asuya Beitre. Seth, you see the Rashi Asuya Beitre? What's interesting in this Rashi? What's an Afkemina Asuya Beitre? Two guys bring the get, what's the din according to Rashi? According to Rava, do you need a funny Nakhtav? Seth, according to Rashi Asuya Beitre, two guys come, do you need a funny Nakhtav according to Rava? No, according to Rava, you do, right? Read the Rashi Asuya Beitre. Go ahead. Seth, read the Rashi Asuya Beitre, go ahead. No, that's you, Beitre, Rashi, Rashi. That's you, Beitre. Right. Excellent. What does that Rashi imply? I always thought the nafkamin was if two guys bring, you don't need kiyum at all, right? Two guys will just verify it, right? What does Rashi imply? But those two guys got to go ahead and be mekayim it. No, if the Baal protests, they're there to verify it. I always thought if the guy comes, he's not believed. It's a done deal, right? Rashi implies very clearly, I want you to get this, that if the husband comes, the two Aiden must verify it. No, it's not against the Gemara. It's against Tosis. Tosis is going to argue. Tosis is going to say not that way.
What about the Kula and the Kumra? Two against one, he wouldn't really believe the Baal and give him a round.
We'll see when we get up to the notes. You're saying that the Gemara is... What do you mean Kula and Kumra? The Gemara says... Right, why is that a Kumra?
Two versus one, he wouldn't be believed.
If it would be two... Yeah, but you could read it as that if they would be Mekayim and he would win. It's a good point what Yossi's saying. Now, Yossi's saying, Rashi were being Medayik, that if you have blood, if you have two guys that are shluchim, and the husband comes in and protests, they have to verify. My impression was they don't have to verify, he loses. So we're Medayik and Rashi, that what? That the halacha is that what? No, they have to verify. So Yossi says to me, doesn't the Gemara imply later on that if it would be two guys, the husband would lose? Maybe the husband would lose once they verify it. That's how you'd have to reread the Gemara. It's a good kasha we get. You hear what I'm saying? You should have to add out of the Gemara, they would lose once they verify it. He would lose once they verify it. Tosfos, we're going to learn, argues on this. Please get it. Another machlokes Rashi Taisus. Tosfos says we don't even listen to the hearer of the husband. If it's against two, we don't even listen. It's a machlokes Rashi Taisus. Rashi says we listen, and then two guys will just quickly verify it. Tosfos says we don't even get his voice in the door. He loses. This is two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Please get it. In Simon, Kuf, Mem, Beis, Sif, Yud, Ches, the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions on this. That if two men bring a get and the husband is Ma'arer, do we listen to him and do we require Kiyum? Rashi says, yes, we listen to him and we need two guys to Mekayim. And the Beis Yosef says, it's Pashup Shabbat Gemara, like Yossi was asking, that he cannot be Ma'arer. Okay? So I want you to get that. It's a Machlokes Rashi Taisus. Okay? Now go ahead, Yoni. Back in the Taisus. Let's see. I want you to get that. I didn't think that ever. I thought it was loose. It's clear in Rashi. Like I said, read the Rashi. The end of Rashi says, "Mi'arabal harehem etzvim lekaimel." They're there to verify. He doesn't say we don't listen to them. They brought the get. They brought the get eta. No, they're there. They're there. They're there. Oh, so that's Tosfos Kasha. Go ahead, Yoni. Very good. Eitan, go to Kasha. Go ahead. Oh, do we hang them up? I thought the kippah tell you, Lusa. What does kippah mean? Either a hat, a scarf? Do we tie them on our scarf? Or do we tie them on our shoulder? So machlokes like what the word kippah means. Does it mean a hat, keeper? Does it mean a shoulder? Whatever it means, that's your kasha. What are you supposed to tie them down? That in the event he comes, they'll be there? It's a great kasha. Go ahead. Right. Who says we're going to tie them up that they should be there when the Baal comes to protest? Vote for the war. Why do you need the... Why is a good example given two guys that are the shluchim? Go ahead. Hakshavim. Oh, take two guys from the shuk that recognize the witnesses. Why on earth does it have to be the two guys that are what? That are shluchim? Shouldn't have to be the two guys that are shluchim. So Tosfos asks two strong kashas. Number one, the kasha is what? What's number one kasha? Is that what? Atam Bekipatalia Milsa? What are you going to tie them up that they're always going to be there? Number two, if you only need two, why does it have to be two shluchim? Could be two guys from the shuk as well. This is what Tosfos kasha is. Very, very strong kasha. Okay. Fine. Because of these kashas, the Riva argues. Go ahead. In the first Riva. Aren't they believed? Go ahead. Excellent. Is that Choshu Achshila? Okay. So what is Tosfos say here? There were two kashas. Number one is Eitan was Machave. What are you going to do? Hang the Eitan there that they're always going to be the Ready Mekayim? Number one kasha. Number two kasha is how is it that you need these two shluchim? Could be two guys from the shuk. As long as they recognize the sinishers, what's the difference? Because of these kashas, what does the Riva say? Please get it. That the case was that the two Eitan say, we were sent by the husband. They make this pronouncement and declaration that they were sent by the husband. Okay? They were sent by the husband. Once you say that they were sent by the husband, then we can answer both kashas. Okay? Because the Gemara says later on in Hamad Aleph, two men that bring a get do not have to say b'fanei nechta. Why not? Because they have, we're going to call it now a migu. What's the migu? The migu is that they could have said the faneinu girshu. The migu is that they could have said the faneinu girshu. The migu is they could have said that before us there was a divorce. I want you to get this. The Gemara writes b'feirush on Ham and Aleph, black on white. Two guys bring a get, they don't have to say faneinu girshu because they have a migu. They could have said, we saw the divorce. They don't have to focus on faneinu girshu. So Tosfos says an amazing thing. When the two men say that we are shluchim of the husband to divorce the wife, they're believed. Because they could have said the faneinu girshu. Oh. Therefore, they're believed even if they don't recognize the signatures. Allah Halamaisa. They are believed even if they don't recognize the signatures. Oh, that answers both kashas. How does that answer both kashas? How does that answer both kashas? You tell me. How does that answer both kashas? Because why? First of all, they don't have to always be there when the husband is ma'arer. They already testified that one, that they are who? shluchim of the husband. If they already testify the shluchim of the husband can't contradict them. And number two, it answers the second kasha. How does it answer the second kasha? Because it has to be the two shluchim. Two guys from the shuk are not acceptable. Two guys from the shuk are not able to say the shluchim of the husband. They weren't. And therefore, the shluchim of the Baal only believed if they are two. If it's an Eid Echad that comes forward and says that the shliach, he's not believed, and that's why he has to say b'fanenecha. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is that when you say b'fanenecha, it's a statement that requires careful diuk and making sure that you investigated the case yourself. And Tosis learns, we'll get to it on Gimel and Af, you're never going to make yourself look bad. If you say b'fanenecha b'fanecha, means you investigated it well, and you did it, and it's going to be, everything is behetcher. If you just come and say you're a shliach, then there is no insurance policy that you are telling the truth and that you have investigated everything. Okay? And that's the chiddush. There's no achrayus. There are certain statements that require an achrayus. You have the audacity to say b'fanecha b'fanecha, then it's not audacity. It must be that you saw everything right. If you just say shliach ani, it doesn't mean anything. Okay? So what emerges from... One second, John. So what is Tosfos Teretz? How does Tosfos answer both kashas? That the case of the Gemara is that what? Tasriya Beidre? They came and they said that we are shluchim of the husband. If we are shluchim of the husband, they answered both kashas. Number one is, we don't need them to hang around anymore eight times. Even if they left, the husband is not believed. Because it's one against two. And number two, what's number two? What was the second kasha? Why can't you say two guys in the shuk? Two guys in the shuk can't say we were shluchim. Only the two shluchim can say we were shluchim. And therefore, two guys that say we're shluchim does the deal. Why can't one guy say shliach ani? Because Tosa says, one guy saying shliach ani, there's no achrayus. You don't really investigate the case by saying I'm a shliach. If you say it from the nechav nechav, then that's an insurance policy. Okay. Now, let's get this. This is a tremendous chiddush that Tosa says. One second. Okay? This is a tremendous chiddush. Please get it. L'maisa, the Beis Shmuel writes as follows in Siman Kuf Mem Beis, Sifkat Lamed Vav. He interprets the Gemara later on that Tosas quotes. Why do we say that two men don't have to say b'fanenecha? Because they have a migu. What is the migu b'fanenu gershu? This is the Pshat L'maisa. That's the way the Beis Shmuel says it. The Machane Ephraim, the Chassam Sofer, the Paras Yosef. Say Rashi meant like that. Many of the Gedolim Achronim say it's a migud. There's a big problem with this because there is a Taisus in Ksubis that writes in both Yudchesim and Beis and Kedushim and Gimel and Beis. We learned both of those. Develops the following theory. Tosos writes Ein Omrim Migud Mishnei Eidim. That's Tosa's theory, and that's his finish. You never can say a migu for two eidim. Why? Because no one knows what the other guy's thinking. What's the whole point of a migu? I could have made a better claim. What do you mean could have made a better claim? You're working as a team, but you don't know what the other guy's thinking. Tosa's Lashon and Ksubis, I'll give you the exact amount of jita. Tosa's writes the following. He says, you don't know what the other guy is thinking. Okay? Ain't you there? Yud Chesem and Beis. He says, how can you say a migu by both being? Ain't you there? Hechem Asher Belev Chaveru. That's what Tosis writes. I mean, Chesem and Beis in the Sechus Ksubis. Okay? He says, Befevish. You never know what the other guy is thinking. And therefore, how on earth can you explain this Gemara that we assume that what? There's a migu here. That the two Eidim do not have to say b'fanenecha because they have a migu to fall back on. We never say that there's a migu by two Eidim. What's the chance against the Taisus? Oh, so the terrorist that we must say, and I want you to get this, is the following, okay? This is not real Eidus. We said you don't say a migu b'shnei Eidim. You don't say a migu b'shnei Eidim. This is not real Eidus. Why is this not real Eidus? Why is this not real Eidus? Because why? What are they doing in this Eidus? What are they saying? They are saying that, what did Tosa say? The two guys are saying we are shluchim. Who are they talking about? Themselves. When you talk about yourselves, that's that Adis. Adis is always about someone else. You're no gambit of it. So since it's not called Adis, it's not the realm of Adis, so Amikru's good. Amikru is good. And that's the Kiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, we paskin in Kiddushin. I want you to get this Kiddush. It's Amikru good here. Because they're not acting as Adis. Think about it. They're not speaking about other things. When Tosa said there's no Amikru there, they're talking about Adis. Over here, we're talking about what? We're talking about speaking about themselves. They were appointed by the husband. Since it's not labeled as Adis, then you can talk about Amikru. Oh. Now, there is a principle in Kiddushin that we say Shliach Nasei. There is a Pesach Halacha that a Shliach can't become an Eid. That's what we assume. A Shliach can serve as an Eid. If a Shliach can serve as an Eid, Davne Miluim says B'Shem D'Rivosh, even when he's speaking about himself, he's Kasher Leidus. Because he has no Negiah. If he has no Negiah, it's fine. And therefore, maybe one could suggest also here he has no Negiah. He's not getting any money from this. So Lefize Huadinami, when you say that you are Shluchim, there is no Negiah Mammon. You're not going to get any Negiah Mammon. So we pass in a Shliach can become an Eid. As long as you're not getting anything out of it, you're not okay in the dollar. They're not okay in the dollar. We're not getting any extra money for this. So we assume Lamaisa, in such a case, a Shliach could become an aid. And therefore, Lamaisa, you don't have to necessarily come on to Nigu, but we can identify him as a Shliach and an aid. Because a Shliach can become an aid as long as there's no Negiah B'Dover. And there is no Negiah B'Dover. And therefore, they're going to be acceptable. That's the Kiddush that we want to say in such a case. Okay. The truth of the matter is, though, by Shliach Nasei, what do they say? They say that we were Mekadesh, or we were Megarish. They're not believed if what? If they're Shluchim. They're not believed to testify on themselves. And therefore, that's why what? That's why, in fact, you need the Gemara to say they're believed because of Amikru. That's the Kiddush that we want to bring out. And there's a Shliach, even though a Shliach is Nasei, but the Pesach Halacha is, Shliach is Nasei, but he is not believed. Even though Shliach Nasei, it's only believed to say that they're Mekadesh or they're Megarish. They're not believed to say they themselves are Shluchim. They're not able to testify on themselves. That's why the Gemara has to come on to Migu. So, it's interesting here. We have two issues here. Can you say a Migu? Or can you say Shliach Nasei? These are two possibilities that we can explain our Tosos. They said we're Shluchim Labah. Either say it's a Migu. What do you mean a Migu? You don't say a Migu by Aiden. The answer we're saying is they're not Aiden. Because they're speaking about themselves. So that's not Aidus. Right? On the other hand, though, you could say Shliach Nasa'eid. If Shliach is Nasa'eid, then what? Then as long as you're not abandoned over, that's acceptable. But the Stiker says, Akneshi Shliach Nasa'eid. Shliach Nasa'eid, we say, is when what? Is when they're not speaking about themselves. Here they're speaking about themselves. So Shliach Nasa'eid is not going to help you. So Nochamol, again, in other words, we're saying that the two guys say we're Shluchim with the husband. So we say they're believed because why they have a Negro to say that one of us was divorced. You don't see a Negro by two guys. The answer is this is not Hades. Because they're speaking about themselves. That's one shot. The other shot is you could say a Shliach does become an aid. How does a Shliach become an aid? Because why? As long as he's not no gambidum, he's not getting any money, he's also believed. The problem is they're speaking about themselves. So if they're speaking about themselves, well, Mike said it's very, very difficult to say one, to say the skitch. So these are the two problems with saying what the Fanenu Gershon. Is this a Migu or is this a principle of Shliach Nasei? Now, more importantly, what I want to bring out from here is when the two guys testify, are they saying it in Beis Din? Are they saying it in Beis Din? This get that's being delivered, is it being given in a Beis Din or not? We paskin two or three, the Rama paskin's only two. So this is not a real Beis Din. When the Shliach delivers the get, ain't no tzarech Beis Din. You don't need a real Beis Din. That's what we assume. You do not need a real Beis Din. So it could be, and this is what Reb Chaim explains, says the following Kiddush. You want to tell me that these guys are Aiden? Reb Chaim asks, you don't need Agada B'Beis Din. You don't need Agada B'Beis Din. In this case, you don't need a real Beis Din. You should require Agada B'Beis Din if they're Aiden. The Chazanish says, yes, we're talking about they testified in a real basin. The Magen Mishnah says, b'shem the Rashba, that they testified in a real basin. We don't, that's a very big Kiddush to assume this whole Torah is talking about they testified in basin. We don't find that they testified in basin. They want to make a whole new kimta that they testified in a real basin. We're asking all you need is two guys, halach lomais, for b'fun and after. You don't need three guys. But here we want to say it's a special case where they testified in front of a basin and they were aided. That's the chiddush that they want to suggest. The Magen Mishnah, Lamaisa wants to say this chiddush, and Lamaisa, it's a very, very big chiddush. And he says like that, we don't find it at all, says the Torah Skitten, that there is a posik that says that there's a requirement that has to be done in front of a basin. Okay. The bottom line is that maybe you could say, and this Reb Chaim explains, that this is a special kula given by the takana of a funny nechtav, funny nechtav, that it does not have to be said in front of a basin. You are Aiden, but you are not what? You are not required to give it over in front of a basin. That's Reb Chaim wants to say. Maybe there's a special takana miuchedis, a kula, that you are Aiden, but you don't have to give it in front of a basin. That's the chiddush that Reb Chaim wants to say l'maisa, and therefore that would be explained the pshat that we are explaining l'maisa in this one, in this din. It's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. But l'maisa, that would be the kula. So what I want to bring out here from this place is that place explains the whole case that two guys don't have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav is because they have a migu to say b'fanei negirshim. Question is this a real migu or is this the principle of what? Of shliach nasa aid? And if they really are aiding, so where's the haggadah of the basin? You always need haggadah of the basin. Answer is you don't need the basin. It's a special takana here that you don't need to have a real basin in this scenario. Because all you need is two guys. We pass them two or three. We pass them only two. And all you need is eight. And you don't need a real base to halach lomais. Now we'll get to a different topic. In general, does a guest need a base? This is a special case of the funnetra. Does it have to be given in front of the base? But we want to say here, lomaisa, that this is a special coup. Okay. Now, lomaisa, what is the svara? And I want you to get this. What is the svara? Okay. What is the svara? We said there are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. If two guys come, is the Baal listened to or is the Baal not listened to? Rashi says you must listen to him and verify it. And Tosfos says there is no what? Tosfos says there is no requirement. Tosfos says there is no requirement for you to listen to the husband and verify it. There is no requirement for you to verify it. Okay. So the Bach and the Beis Shmuel are masbir that the husband is not believed to say that two guys are not shluchim. He's not believed negated. And that is why we paskin like Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch says he's believed to say that he gave a get that's mezuyah. Okay? He gave a get that's mezuyah. Remember we said the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch? If two guys come and the husband protests, what does he protest? He protests that it's mezuyah. Rashi says you got to verify it. Tosfos says we don't listen. But the issue at hand is that he protested that it was mezuyah. If he claims that he didn't send the shluchim, we don't listen to him. Because two guys said they were shluchim and one guy said he wasn't, the husband. So we don't listen to the husband. So it's very clear that the protest here in the scenario at hand is that it was forged. It's not where he's claiming they're not my shluchim. He's not believing. It's two against one. He's believing that it's forged. The question is, do we listen to his ear or do we not listen to his ear? That's the Shiloh, Machlekes Rashi, what? Machlekes Rashi, so it's 2 days in Shulchan. But it is not a case where he claimed he did not send them. Okay. And also, Lamaisa, we should point out that Teres Gittin also says, please get this, is that he asks, why is it that the Baal is not chashud? We already said the Baal is not chashud to mess her up. The Baal is not chashud to mess her up. So if the Baal is not chashud to mess her up, what's going on here, Lamaisa, at all? Why should we listen to the husband? She's not chashud. So this is the, I want you to get this. It's a very, what did the last line in the Tosfos mean, Yoni, when you said, Te'inu chashud lachshila? Whereas we're not chashish that he's going to sign on Adam on purpose that are psulim, because since he sent the get, we assume he did it properly. Te'inu chashud lachshila. We don't assume that he's going to mess her up. What's the pshat in that Tosfos when he means, we don't assume he's going to mess her up? Because the pshat is, This is not a solution. Two guys bring a get. Why aren't you choshish that what maybe the get is puzzle? Maybe he signed two Adam on it that were puzzle. Just because two guys bring it, why do you assume everything's okay? What's the answer? Because Milonovshach, if he didn't want to divorce her, he wouldn't have had a get sent. He's not, we don't assume he's crazy. That's exactly what Tosis is answering. Tosis is answering that he says, we assume that, well, we're not choshish for that. If he didn't want to divorce her, why would he have sent a get at all? That's what the Yushalmi says. It's not choshilach shilu b'mezid. That's why he says the last line in the Tosis, l'hai loichashinen shemehichtim b'mezid edim zuh. For that, we're not choshish that maybe he signed on purpose edim zuh. Because Mestomi sent the get properly. And we're not choshilach shilu. We're not choshish that he messed her up. So that's why Tosis says if two guys brought the get, we're not choshish that maybe signed Psulim. Because he wouldn't have sent a get at all. Oh. So the Teres Gittin says, if the Baal is not choshish lekalkala, and that's the Chiddush, so the Teres Gittin explains, when two guys come, the woman claims that the two guys sent me the get. The Asiyat Beitrei says the Teres Gittin is that the woman claimed that two guys sent me a get, and brought me a get, and the husband's error helps to say that he did not send the get to require the woman to bring the Eidim that they sent her to get. And the Chachamim exempted them from saying Lefaninecha Kamistama, the Baal would not protest. So I want you to get this. The Teres Gittin says that the woman claimed, not that they're standing here, the woman claimed two guys brought me the get. That's what the woman claimed. Husband says, what are you talking about? I didn't do that at all. I didn't send the get. So the woman is forced to bring the two Eidim. When she brings the two Eidim, they don't have to sit in front of Nechta, but they have to say, we are Shluchim of the Baal. So the Teres Gittin says, Lamaisa, that is the case when you see Asuya Beitrei. Please get it. Asuya Beitrei means she claims that two guys brought me the get. He says, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't send two guys. So she's forced to bring the two guys. Once she brings the two guys, they'll win. They don't have to say Fanenecha Venechta, but they have to come forward. So that's the Pshat Lamaisa of the what? Of the Teres Gittin Lamaisa. And we don't assume he's going to what? Sign Edim Sulim. Because as long as he said they get Kedinos, we assume that, well, we assume he's not going to be Choshish Machshila. What we are choshish for him to say is that he never sent the get. We are choshish for him to say that he never sent the get. That, the possibility, Tosis doesn't deal with. Tosis says, Mimonovshach, why would he send the get? Well, maybe there's a possibility to say what? That he'll say he never sent it. That's why she's got to bring the two Eidim. To what? To go against what he says, to prove against what he says. So that's the Chiddush one, the Chiddush of the Teres Gittin, in the Pshat of what? Asuya Bey what? Asuya Beitrei. That's the Chiddush that we have in this Chiddush, Asuya Beitrei. Okay, it's a very big Chiddush. But I want you to get it, Lamaisa, what this means. I thought we keep it time. So it's a shy level, whether it's a migul or whether it's what Shliach Nasa Eid. Are they really Eidim? It's hard to say that they're really Eidim because they're testifying about themselves. That's the bottom line. But I'll tell you what that means. Once you say they're not Eidim, then you can say the migul. Because if they're not Eidim anymore, then you don't have closest cloud that you don't say a migul by two Eidim. You follow what I'm saying? See, each approach helps the other. You want to say Shliach Nasa Eid? Okay, we possibly Shliach Nasa Eid, no problem. How do you say Shliach Nasa Eid? They're talking about themselves. You can't be made on yourself. What's the famous phrase in Sanhedrin? Ain on them, may it alatsmoy. Ain on them, so you want to tell me it's a migu? Oh, it's a migu, that's fine. But I thought you don't say a migu, I should have Eidim. They're not Eidim. Because they're speaking about themselves. The Melech's not Eidim. Okay. That's the Kiddush that we want to read. Now that we had a Machlekes Rashi in places. Okay. Let's move on now to the Rashi. Okay. Let's get the Rashi here. Okay. Now we got to go fight through the Gemara. Take a look at the Rashi Ba'osu Medina. You got the Rashi Ba'osu Medina? Inami Ba'osu Medina. Okay, let's see that Rashi Ba'osu Medina. Okay. Go ahead. Eitan. Very good, Yoni. Excellent. Go ahead, Eitan. Inami, Ba'osu Medina, the first long line. Go ahead. Yes?
Yes?
So what does he say? You go medina 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 seyam. According to Rabbi, you need to say. According to Rabbi, you don't need to say, because why? There are what? Caravans followed. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Why did Rashi say ir lir bolsa medina? Why didn't he say the same city? Why didn't he say the same city? Bolsa ir. Well, I mean, when I first saw the kash, I would, because the Gemara says Osa Medina. That's why. But that begs the kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say Osa here? I don't know, from the Brooklyn to Bronx. Why does the Gemara say Osa Medina? Why didn't it say Osa here? Oh. So what's the pshat l'maisa? I mean, according to Rabin, they're known to Lishma, right? Oh. And you're right, Yossi, it is a bigger Kiddush. Fakir, also here is a bigger Kiddush. So say the bigger Kiddush.
Right,
you think it's in the same, I don't know, maybe there'd be, it's also here, and still you gotta say it. It's a bigger Kiddush. Fakir, it is a bigger Kiddush. Should be said. So what's the pshat? So Rav Nochum Bar Chovi says the following pshat. Okay? Why does it say also Medina, not me, also here? He wants to say like this. There is a Tosfos later on. Take a quick glance at it. Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Take a quick glance. I'd say there's about 9-10 different places in the Masechta that Bafanenechtav comes up. And on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos on the top Tosfos has the following theory. Tosfos has the following theory that a husband has a way out of getting rid of the whole case. How does the husband have a way out to get rid of the whole case? He can say what? That he gave the shliach a pikadon. Meaning that he was unsure whether he wanted to divorce his wife. He gave the get as a deposit. He didn't give it to the shliach. The vow, oimer, the pikadon. What does the pikadon mean? It wasn't a real get. Tosfos says, and you see the Tosfos there? You see the Gemara there in Samach Dalet Amud Aleph? Take a quick look. Take a quick look at Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? Take a quick look at that. Everyone got the Gemara there? Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. What does Gemara say in the top line? Itmar, Baal Omer Lepikodon, the Shlish Omer Legerishin, Mi Nema. The Baal says that he gave the Shlish, who's the Shliach, a get as a deposit. It's not a real get. Ravun Omer Baal Neman, Rechist Omer Shlish Neman. Who's believed? Rav Huna says the Baal is Neman, Rav Chista says the Shlish is Neman. Rav Huna or Baal Neman, Dim Isa Legerish, and Yav Enil, and Lididei, Havi Yav La Nil. The Baal's belief, if he's in the same city, if it was a get, he would have given the get himself. Why would he have to give it to a Shlish? Must be that he's right, saying it's a Pekoto. So Tosos, you see the Tosos, he says, V'yesh Lomar, the Lo Meheman, El B'Shloshtin Be'ir. The top Tosos, underline it. V'yesh Lomar, the Lo Meheman, El B'Shloshtin Be'ir. If they're in the same city, the husbands believe the whole say the whole thing wasn't a get. That's why Rashi doesn't say Oso here. Because in Oso here, the Takana B'Fanenech does not work. Because the husband wins, according to Rav Huna. The husband wins and he can say what? Pikadol. That is why in the same city, Lamaisa, the husband could always tone that it was a Pikadol, so the Takana doesn't work. Plus the fact, as I said, if it's in the same city, the husband would give it himself. Why would he do it through a shliach? That's why Rav Huna says he's believed. It's a Mekiyas. It's a Mekiyas answer. But it's a beautiful view. That's why the Gemara does not say Oso here. It says Oso Medina. Because if you Oso here, the husband is, well, beats out the shliach. Because he can say it's a Pikadol on the vice. He can say it's a Pikadol. You got me? I grant you, that's according to Rav Huna. We have a not whole Rav, we have a Pascha Fista, but at least that's why you want to make the not famously more according to both Rav Huna Fista. It will not work according to Rav Huna. Because he is not, the husband's believed this in front of that, beats him out. But my son, the Shliach, even if the season find that, the husband wins. Okay. Very good. All right, let's go now back to the Gemara. Oh. So now we have one more little Tosfos. Okay, and then we got to go fight. What's the one last Tosfos? Let's see. Eitan, go ahead. The boy, Trey. I want you to figure out, let's get this Tysus. Again, we don't skim it. Go ahead, Eitan, the boy Dre. I'm not saying the Diramaska, right? I'm not saying you gotta do the Diramaska. Okay, no. Go ahead, the boy Dre. Oh, what is this Tysus saying? Someone tell me what this Tysus is saying. What do you say? What's this Tysus saying? One liner. Sometimes one liners are the hardest, right? What's he saying here? What do we say in the beginning of Shir? Fundamental machlokes Rashi tells us how to learn out. We're a Rabbanan, but it's, we didn't get to it yet in the Gemara. I mean, I wanted you to see it. But machlokes Rashi tells us. Tysus had said earlier, first Tysus we did today, that what's the concern of locks? If it's a loss, how could the Gemara get the cash out of enough? You should require two aiden for a loss? I mean, come on. Right? I mean, what's the break? Give me a break, right? How could you have two aiden for a loss? The Gemara jumps and says, you should require two aiden for a loss. That's Meshuggah, no? No, very strange. The Gemara at this point says, Leboy Trey. That's exactly what he's saying. You hear what I'm saying? Read it again. The boy Trey, Akati lo yoda hanapricious. The Gemara did not know what I explained earlier. The notion of loss. Go ahead. Oh, when do we know loss? When we get to the bottom of the Gemara. We're reported to Israel. That's when we know loss. But until that point, I agree with Rashi that it's a chashash gemur, and therefore you should require how many aidim? Two aidim. Except shopping paces. You got me? We only realize at the end of the Gemara that it's what? That it's an issue of loss. But until this point, it's a real concern you should require two aid. Oh, like, okay, now let's see the Gemara. Let's take a look inside. Oh, the Gemara says you should require two aid in. Ain't that a sure book? So time we spent by Riches, two kashas, one kasha. What's the Gemara answer? Rogue Bikin, hey. What does that mean? On a level midiraisa, what's the thing? You shouldn't need anyone to say anything. The shliach shouldn't have to sit in front of Nechta. What is Rol Bikinhe? What is the word Rol? We have any thin amount of midiraisa left. The south side. What are the different cases? Chazaka, Rol, Edim. There are many ways to south Vegas on a level midiraisa. Rol is one of them. Rove is Acheravim Lahatos, the din of Rove. Phenomenal din, okay? Now I want you to get this. I didn't give it to you, but you look it up. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Pei points out the following. What happens if you have a baby that's playing with some dough? What's the din? Is the dough Tomei or is the dough Otar? The Gemara has in Kedushin and Daf Pei the following. It's a Mishnah in Taurus. It's not Tino Shinimsa Biara Isa, but Boxy Bitter Rebbe, Retar Machamim Mitami. And it's a darker Shotino Tapech. Oh. You have a baby playing with some dough. Is the dough considered to be Tohar or Tommy after he touches it? Rebbe says he's Tohar. Why? There's a role of the role most babies play with rats. Or one of the Shmona Shruts. Okay? A rat. The Shmona Shruts are rodents, they're not insects. Shevet always explain this. We're short shots of our rodents. So there's the babies play with these rodents, okay? They become tummy. A dead rat is tummy. The baby becomes tummy. So therefore the doe is tummy. So why does Remeir say Tahar? Please get this. Remeir has a famous sheep. Ro, Tinokis, Armitakin, the Isa. Okay? Amir obviously don't. And what's the chazak of the dog? What's the presumption of the dog? Tar. So you have Amir, low metakin, that don't play. And the chazak is Tahor. Remeir is the following theory. You gotta get this. Smoke, miyuto, the chazaka, the Isra lay Rupa. Combine the mute with the Chazaka, the Isra. And it weakens the what? Weakens the role. You combine the kasaka with the miyut, and it weakens the roll. So since the miyut is that they didn't play with a rat, and the kasaka is that the dough is tahora, beats out the roll that they play with rats. Therefore, Reb Meir says what? It's tahora. The Chachamim, this is Reb Meir's shita. You gotta know this. This is Reb Meir's famous shita, which we're gonna see is Choshish Lemiyuta in Shas. And the Chachamim say, I'm sorry. Chachamim say, Miyut Kiman Delesa Domi. It's a nothing. Therefore, they have a famous principle, which is what? When a rogue is pitted against the Chazaka, what do they say? Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adi. Everyone got that? Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adi. According to Chum, the mute is bogus. It's not extant. You have a rogue, the rogue babies play with the rats against the Chazaka, then what? That the yeast is Torah, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adi. And therefore the Chum say the dough is what? The dough is tummy. This is a famous machlek Jamer Nacham in Shas. Are we choshish l'miyut or are we not choshish l'miyut? Oh. So at this point of the Gemara, when it says rov bikin hein, it's going according to who? It's going according to who? The Chachamim. We don't care about a miyut. We don't care. And this is l'kula, that we assume everything is lishma. Don't worry about it. Rov bikin hein. Rov bikine. And since rov bikine, we don't have to be choshish. So really, you shouldn't require it for the nechtar. Next line of the Gemara, rov bikine. Go ahead, eight times in the Gemara. Rov bikine, invite her. The afilu. Ah, what do you do according to a mayor? Our Mishnah is a, our Mishnah we want to make according to everyone. Go ahead. Ah. Stam Sifri, Stam Sofrim, they know everything. Read the Tosis in the bottom. Next to last Tosis, go ahead. Stam Sifri. Stam Sifri, it's called Miyuta Demiyuta. Meaning Reb Meir's choshish to 5%. But if it's 99.6 or 0.7, Miyuta Demiyuta, go ahead. Beloch Hashim Afilu. Oh, please get that. Tosis is a Chiddush. Therefore, our mission is according to both the Chum and Reb Meir. Meaning there's like 99.8% of people sold from Dubi Shema. 0.002 don't know how to. Reb Meir's not close for a mute to do mute. So now on a Diraisa level, you don't need anything. You don't need the Funai Nechta. That's what we've been saying so many times since the beginning of the year. It's a Takana, it's a Takana. The Gemara is saying that black on white. On a Diraisa level, you don't need the Funai Nechta at all. Nothing. Nothing at all you don't need. Why? Because it's a super duper roll day. Even Reb Meir says you don't have to be cautious for anything. David, you follow me? And at the Yeraisa level, you do not need the fun and effort for that. Who says it? The Gemara just said it. Bein lefi Reb Meir, bein lefi the Chum. Go ahead. Eitan?
Yeah.
Right through the Gemara. You gotta that's why it's key. The Rabbanan who did. Someone might say to you, who says it to Kodesh Chum? The Gemara says it. The Gemara doesn't have to spit out the words Diraisa to you, but that's what the Gemara is saying. And the Diraisa love, you don't need it. Go ahead. Rabbanan, of the whole thing is a requirement in the Rabbanan of a fun and that. It's a Kodesh Chum. Go ahead. Excellent. Period. And the only thing you need is what? One, you don't need two. Now, what is Rabbanan Huda Yitzchak mean? Okay? So as we said in the beginning of Shir, Rashi says, it means that there is an issue of what? Of the garbage can case, which is a real chashash gamur. A real chashash gamur. That's the issue of the garbage can case. Okay? That's a chashash gamur. Tosfos says it's a loss. That's where this machloekis comes. That's what Tosfos says. Now the Gemara comes up a loss. Beforehand, we thought it was a chash gomer. This is where Tosfos differs from Rashi. Says, now the Gemara said, Rabbanan Huda Yitzchak, it meant a loss. Rashi says, no, it remains a chash gomer. Okay? All right. Now, we have to, tomorrow we'll do, we have to do the Tosfos because of the long mahalach we have to do this, but I want to just close with the following of this din of rov bikin hein. Let's get it. There is a din in Chulin that we already mentioned, Tysus quoted it. And Lamaisa, the din is Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchen Hei. The Gemara has in Masechet Shulchan and Dr. Beis Manalo, Tosus quoted it. Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita. Any guys that are hanging out by Shchita, we assume Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchen Hei are experts. Not going to have guys hanging out by the slaughterhouse that are not experts. It's a Gemara in Yudaism and Aleph. Tosus referred to it on the bottom here, you remember? Didn't Tosus quote it? Yes, we had it in the Tosus. He didn't quote the Gemara Chulin, but that's the law. Okay. What does this mean, this klal? What does this klal mean? It will shed light on what it means Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita. What are the two possibilities this could mean? Anyone who shechs, right, knows the halachas, right? There's no doubt about that, Lamaisa. Anyone who shechs knows the halachas, but the question is, do you assume also that it was done behechsher? There's a big difference in saying that a shochet is a mumcha. But that's short of saying that what he did was perfect. Right? You could say most guys that stand there know the halachas, but does it also mean that everything was done behechsher? You follow what I'm saying? When you say Rov Mumchen Eitzel Shchita Hei, does that necessarily mean that what? Okay, the guy's an expert, but does it mean the shchita that he did right now is akol behechsher nasa? Those are two different things. You follow what I'm saying? And the truth is, Tosus and Chulin on Tesen Rav Dermas Kasura writes, very interesting, if a shochet checks and does not check the simonim afterwards, we assume it's still kosher. Because Rov Palmim means checks good. What do you see from the Tosus? That what does the klal of Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Hei mean? Not only does he know the halachas, but he also does everything right. The Rambam argues explicitly. The Rambam says if a shochet checks and he does not check, it's in the veilah. I want you to get that. The Rambam writes it's in the veilah. You know, that's why we always call a shochet, many times they call it a shochet bodek. Rambam writes that it's in the veilah. You don't check. It looks a shchita. Following it's a machleis Rambam Tosus. What's the Rambam hold? What does Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Hei mean? That they know the halachas, but it doesn't mean that we assume everything was done perfectly. We don't assume that. The Rambam is in Pirak Aleph in the Cheshkita Lachi Yud Beis. And he's cholek on Tosfos. Okay. Now let me ask you. Let's apply these two approaches to our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Rov Mitzuyin Hei. Yes? What does Rov Mitzuyin Hei mean? Would you apply the same machlekes Rambam and Tosfos? And say that what? That the Sofrim are experts. That's it? Or does it also must mean that he wrote it perfectly lishmal? What would you say in such a case? Would you apply the same machlekes or not in such a case? The same machlekes Rambam and Tosfos that exist by Rov Mitzuyin, would you say the same thing in Rov Mitzuyin? No way, said the Rav. Said Rav Soloveitchik Tzatzal, you cannot apply the Rambam and the Tosfos of Rov Mitzuyin Shchita to our Gemara about Afanenek. Why can't you? Because he points out the following. What does Rov Mitzuyin Hei tell me? That the shliach laholacha, that is bringing the get, what are we assuming? That there were two Edim that were there at the time of the writing, and that it was written lishma. And it was written lishma. And therefore, Lamaisa, our situation is what? That's exactly what the shliach is saying. You can't prove that what? That there's a Rov, that the get was written lishma from the sugya of Rov Mitzuyin, because what a Rov Mitzuyin mean? That the shliach laholacha brought the get, and we assume that what? That there were two Edim there b'shas k'siva, and it's clarifying the get was written lishma, right? In the case of shchita, there are no Edim. There are no Edim at all. No one knows anything. It's just the shochet. So what we're saying here, and this is what I want to bring out, is when you say Rov Mitzuyin in our Gemara, there is no doubt, not only saying the guys are experts, but we're saying what they did is absolutely 100%. And they did everything 100%. Everyone's got to agree with that. The Rambam for sure would what? The Rambam would for sure say what? Halacha l'maisa. That you have to say not just they're experts. You have to say much more than that, and everything was done properly. And you cannot say that what? Halacha l'maisa, that's a robe that they get was written small. It says robe bikini. Because we assume that what? That there were aided, that were there, b'shas aksiva, everything was done properly. The gap was written, but everything was done. It's not a vacuum where you say, I'm the only one there and I know all is good. You're saying there are other people there. So that's what I want to bring out. Rogue Bikini is different. Rogue Bikini, you're going to have to say that not only is everyone at Sulphur is an expert, but also everything was done perfectly. And this is all on a level what? A level meteorite. That is why the beginning of the Sefer Skitin is a takana. A takana of a funny. Because the bottom line is, there's only a mutant to mutant. And the truth is, we'll see tomorrow that the next Tosos that we'll see, B'ez Hashem, is going to contradict, at least Rabbi Kivager says, the previous Tosos. Because the previous Tosos said 99.56%. The next Tosos is going to say everyone in the world, every sofer in the world knows the Shema. So this is, it's not just a role, not just a super duper role, it might be cold, according to the next Tosos. So that's what I want to stress, that this is in fact a what? A din d'oraisa. Okay, we'll stop here.